This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Mem Ahmed Beis, seven shuras before the Mishnah. Ule Oman. Ule Oman, before I was talking, whether it's muta to put vinegar on flour, not matzah meal, but flour, will the vinegar prevent the flour from becoming chometz or not? Will you put the vinegar first or the flour first? Ule omal echot zev echot ze osa. In any case, whether vinegar into the flour, flour into the vinegar, it's osa. Mishum lech lech, say go away. We say, it's a muscle. When you see a nausea walking down the road, and he has to pass a vineyard, so we say, go away, nausea, make a detour. Nezira, go around with a detour. Don't come close to the vineyard, because you might be nichshel. So here also, using any kind of flour with vinegar could come to Mishnah. Flour means, of course, you're going to put some water into it and you're going to cook it that way. So you want vinegar in order to prevent it from becoming machmitz. So it's a question, vinegar before, vinegar after. He said, don't use any vinegar in flour at all. Now this is something else. You're not talking about vinegar anymore. But it's also something of the subject that we mentioned before about putting flour into a soup to make it thick. Now the question was, in a hot soup, if you put flour, so maybe it's immediately cooked in the hot soup and don't have to worry about becoming chametz. So Rav Pope surely permitted the bodiki to the cooks, the Beresh Geluse, who in the house of Beresh Geluse, to thicken a pot of soup or some other food with chsisi means with the flour of dried wheat. Now dried wheat means wheat that's dried in an oven. Now actually, in principle, once something is baked, it can never become chometz. But that's when it's actually really baked. Like you took, let's say, flour and water and you baked it into matzahs. So that matzah can never become chometz anymore. But when you have flour of grain that was dried in the oven, it wasn't really baked, it was heated up in the oven until it's dry. So there is a possibility that the inside of those wheat grains, some starch that's not yet thoroughly baked. So therefore, it's a question whether you can use kimche davishun, the flour of parched grain, to put into tafshil. So, a copy permitted it. But he relied on the swallow. First of all, that this grain was thoroughly parched in the ovens, and therefore the flour is like baked flour, and also they're putting it into hot tafshilin, so it's cooked right away. Could anybody permit such a thing? Beduchte de shrich of the place where they found many avodim, if they're from Jews who are medakdikim and mitzvahs, so you might rely on them that the avishune, the flour, was very really parched, and that it wasn't any possibility to ever become chometz again, or the fact that he put it into a tavshil that's hot, maybe it's like scalded right away, won't become chometz. But we have avodim who are careless, so it could be they didn't parch the grain entirely, it wasn't really baked the grain, just dried, and maybe inside of the grain the starch is not yet entirely baked, could become chometz. And also in the tavshil, it could be it wasn't boiling hot when you poured in this flour, so therefore we shouldn't permit such a thing with the avodim. Rove himself did thicken a part of food with sisin. Now, wouldn't be any kashit, because Rabbi could rely on himself that he had really parched grain was baked well, it couldn't become chametz anymore, and also if you put it into a pot of very hot food, it was scalded immediately. Look at the bottom tasteless. Rabbi mochale thickened the bottom tasteless. Mochale kid thickened the pot of food with sisin. Pirasha kultris kimche davi shune. That's flour of parched grain, grain that's dried in the stove. Because the olel asri, but we said it's also. We can't rely on that. Olel came on the pulley. Nobody differs above. So kimche davi shune. You take wheat grain and you parch it in the stove to gather all the moisture, make sure that it's baked properly. Even then, we don't rely on that to put it into a tafshil. Lentils. Lentils really don't become chametz. But lentils are really not chametz at all. Lentils are not chametz at all. So therefore, Rabbi permitted himself to do that. Now why? What's the chiddush if it's lentils? So you might say that the adashim have also a certain ability to cause the part of food to become chametz. I must say that. Has an effect on the other things. But the lentils themselves are really not chametz. First, I had a little taste of it. What's the chiddush that you could put flour of lentil beans? In those days, they didn't have any gzeira on beans for Pesach. What's the question? But the question was, if somebody saw that, they might think it's using ordinary flour, and also lechlufi, might make a mistake. So the Rabbi wasn't afraid. That's how the Rosh explains. That's how the Rosh explains. The Rabbi used to put in flours of lentils, not like it says in Tesis. Something is wrong in the words of Tesis. Deindal kem lovi lechimis korah. Can't become a chametz at all. Tesis is not understandable. But the way the Rosh explains, that's a chiddush. Somebody might look and think that he's using ordinary wheat flour, so he's not geizer. Why can't they give him on? The Mishnah. The taste itself, not understandable. There's ain't dark and lower the chimetz. There's no chimetz at all in beans. Mishnah. Ein nisnin kemach l'soy charesis. This charesis is not what we call charesis. It's a sour mixture with vinegar in it. You put flour into it, we're afraid that the flour will quickly be influenced by the wetness there, especially the vinegar, that will speed up the process. And even though you want to eat it fast, right away, we're afraid before you eat it, it'll ferment, because vinegar is something that expedites chemical processes, chemical action. Makes it faster. And you shouldn't put flour into mustard. Mustard is also a sharp thing that could cause the flour to become chametz quick. If you did put it in, you should eat right away without any waiting. Because if you wait, it might become chametz. Rabbi Meir says also, if you put it in, it's also. Into the haresis, or into the chaldol, it's also. Now, the pshat in this Mishnah can be learned differently, and we'll see in the Gemara two ways of learning a Mishnah. Right now we'll learn just one way. Tanakhama says, if you put it, it's also to put it into haresis, that some mixture has vinegar, use it as a dip. You dip meat into it. Something that's sharp, have vinegar in it. You can't put any flour into it because the flour will become chametz quickly, and you can't put it into a mustard. But if you did put it in, you should eat it right away. And Rameo says, awesome. Even eat right away. And mevashlin is a Pesach lo b'mashki lo b'peres. According to Pesach, the Torah said, you shouldn't eat from it half broiled. Al chichur menonot, you shouldn't eat half broiled. U'boshol mevushol b'mayim. Should eat from the cooked in water. Ki'im sliyesh has to be broiled on the fire. Now the question is, the Torah forbids to cook in the water. Suppose you cook it not in water, you cook it in juice, in fruit juice. So he says, no, Amy Vash, you cannot cook your corn pears, a little bit of mashkin, a little bit of made pears. Because the Torah says, she imsliyesh, has to be broiled on the fire. So even though it's not cooked in water, it's cooked in made pears, but it's not broiled on the fire. We'll learn about that more later in the Gemara too. Avol sochin, but after you finish broiling your korban pesach, you can smear it with water, with fruit juice, anything you want. But once it's already broiled, then you cannot unbroil it. So therefore, the fact that you smear it with mashkin doesn't have any effect on the mitzvah of tzliyesh. You already broiled it, and you can put liquids on it if you want. You can dip it in the mashkin too when you want to eat it. Once you broil it, then it's called broiled and it cannot be undone. Another dinner, separate dinner tale. May tashmish shel nachum, the water used by the bakers. The baker from time to time washes his hands in the water, but since his hands are soiled with dough, so when he puts his hands into the water, the dough goes into the water, or the flour goes into the water, and it remains standing there, and it becomes chometz. So the water that the baker used to wash his hands from time to time, you shofchu, you have to pour them out. Don't keep the water. But the water will become chometz after a while. It has flour inside, or dough inside. So when he washes his hands, pour it out right away, in order that it shouldn't have a chance to have chometz, say that inside. We're going to learn two peushim, two different peushim in the first part of the Mishnah. Omer Rav Kahane, Machlekes, Tanakama says, if you put it in, you can eat right away, and the Amir says not. Now the Tanakama started talking about putting flour into charoses, that's a vinegar thing, a sour thing, or into mustard. They put it in, you should eat right away. But the Amir says you can't eat it. It's awesome. Omer Rav Kahane Machlekes, if you can eat it or not, that's a sechachal, you put it into the mustard. Aval a sechachal, you put it into the vinegar mixture, everybody holds, you have to burn it up right away, you can't eat it. So keep your finger on the line and look at the Mishnah again. It learns pshat like this. It's finished. If you did, it's no good at all. Can't use it. Aval a sechachal, and don't put it in mustard either. But in mustard, yim no'san, yichol me'ad. And Rameh's chelik even on mustard. That's one pshat in the mission. Say that inside. Now, I learned the b'raisa. Also does. As a b'raisa, that shows this pshat to be right. And ne'esnin kemal ha'sech ha'chereises. And the b'raisa stops and says, if he did, yim no'san, yisorach me'ad. No machlik is about that. But not the sech ha'chal. Suppose you put it into the mustard, Rabbi Meir Oimer Yisorach Meyad, Acham Oimerim Yerochol Meyad. You have to eat it right away, but you could eat it. So now, the first pshat is Rav Kahane's pshat, that on Chaleses, there's no machlekes. You put in Kemach, it's osur. But the Chal is a machlekes. If it's mutzah, eat it right away or not. Omar Rav Hune, B'rei de Rav Yehudi, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Aloha Kidibre Chacham. Made such a statement. We pass him like the Chacham. Now, this is not a follow up of the previous. It's a statement by itself. They made a statement. We pass him like the Chacham in the Mishnah. Omale Rav Nachman, Ba Yitzhak Rav Hunabere David said, what are you talking about? According to which Nusach, which version, which Pshat in the Mishnah you're learning? When you say, Aloha like the Chachamim. Acharoses Koramah, that it's mutel to eat even the charoses. If you put mustard into it, you can eat it right away. That's not like Rav Kahane learned. Meaning, you learn pshat, that Achamim are matir both things. Tanakam is matir both things. And you say, look at the Achamim, who say, on charoses, even the charoses, you put it in kemach, it's mutel. That's what you mean when halachi divrei chachamim. That on both things is muta. Or achal otama, or you say chachamim, or matzah only a mustard. There you paskel like chachamim, that's muta to eat it right away. But on chareses, you agree with the first pshat that we learned before, that everybody says osur right away to eat it. Omalei, so Rav, Huna, Breda, Rav Yudah, he said, Lamay nafkiri, what difference does it make? What the pshat is? But on chareses or chaldom, what difference is it? So he said to him, difference is that Rav Kana, because Omar Rav Kana, machleka the secha chaldom. So you're saying like Rav Kana, that machlek is only in the Sech HaChadl, but in the Sech HaRaisis, everybody says Osir? Or no, you're different with Rav Kana. On Malay, so Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, right, Rav Yehuda said, Lo Shmir, I never heard what Rav Kana said. I never heard it. Claim has a polite way of saying, Lo Shmir doesn't hold. So now he has another pshat in the Mishnah. He learns that the Tanakhama said you cannot put kemah into a chalesis or a chaldol. But you did, in any case, you can eat it right away. And the man said, on both, it's awesome. So now again, the two perushim. First pshat is, a noise in kemah, the secha chalesis. Everybody agrees, when you did it, you can't eat it. But the secha chaldol you put it in, you can eat it right away. The man said, no, even the secha chaldol, you can't eat it right away. That's what the Baraisa said about. But, there's a different pshat. He learns that the Tanakhama is mad here both. And therefore, I may ask us both. Say that. The top tesis. Lo shmi'eli, klema lo shmi'eli. He doesn't hold. The tesis asks, afal gav, the Tanya kavosi, will end the baraisa like Av Kahana. So how could Av Huna and Breda Yehuda differ with the baraisa? So he answers, because so he holds, Masnis applicant mission differs with the baraisa, just like he differs with Av Kahana. The Baraisa learns that pshat in the Mishnah, and the Machlekes, and our Mishnah, which doesn't say that, reports a different form of the Machlekes, say that inside. You have to understand. The Mishnah is a report of a Machlekes that had taken place between the Tanakam and Rav Meir. So the Mishnah reports it in one way, and the Baraisa, other Tanoim, were reporting in a different way. It's like two Tanoim reporting an old Machlekes of the Tanakam and Rav Meir. Right to the Gemara, five lines down from the top. Omer Rav Ashi, Kavosei de Rav Kana Mistabre, the swell is like Rav Kahana, that in Charoises, which has vinegar, everybody agrees, it's usher to eat. Midi Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel said in the last time's Gemara, Einaloch like Rabbi Yese. We don't possibly like Rabbi Yese, who said you can put flour into a tafshel soup to make it thick if you add vinegar. But the vinegar will stop the flour from becoming fermented. Shmuel doesn't paskin like that. So Shmuel holds that the vinegar does not prevent the flour from fermenting. Maila doesn't mean. Since the vinegar did not cause the flour to become tightened up and prevent it from fermenting, doesn't do that. The vinegar doesn't tighten up the flour and cause it to and stop it from fermenting. So most likely, it causes it to become schomets. That's how I understood it. The vinegar doesn't have the benefit of preventing fermentation, and therefore, he thinks, it facilitates, it helps fermentation. The vinegar is a sharp thing, and a sharp thing always causes fermentation to speed up, only sometimes it's so sharp that it stops all chemical processes. It stops fermentation. But since it doesn't stop fermentation, so you must say, it speeds up fermentation because it's a sharp thing. And that's what is a svara to say. And therefore, to put flour into vinegar is a svara that the Chacham will also say you can't eat it. And the heter to eat right away would be only in mustard. Why it says, lo, it's no proof. The fact that Shmuel said that we don't paskel ragav yeshe, we don't say that vinegar will prevent the flour from becoming chametz, deal below mitz with chametz. Maybe because vinegar does not bind up, does not tighten up the flour, doesn't prevent it from becoming chametz. But below chamur bechamet, but doesn't encourage, doesn't promote chametz. It won't prevent chametz. It won't promote chametz either. So therefore, no proof. It could be that even if you put flour and vinegar, it will be mutter to eat right away. Again, he first wanted to bring a proof. Since Shmuel didn't paskin like Rav Yehoshua permitted to put flour into the vinegar, or vinegar into the flour, into the soup, so we see that vinegar doesn't prevent chametz. Since it doesn't prevent, probably it promotes chametz. And therefore, this first pshat that we learn, that you put into the chareset, everybody will hold it's us to eat, even right away, is the right pshat. So he says, no proof. It could be Shmuel holds that vinegar and flour does not prevent chametz. But who says it'll promote chametz? So therefore, you put flour into vinegar, it could be you can eat it right away too, like the second shot, say that aside. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, you cannot cook the Korban Pesach in any May Paris. All it says in the Torah, Uvoshel, Al Techel Menemo, Uvoshel Mushel Mai, you can't cook it. You cannot cook it in the water. But even in May Paris, the Mishnah says, you also cannot cook it. Not only in water, but any kind of fruit juice, you can't cook it. Tona Rabbonon. He said, B'mayim. Boshel Mavushel B'mayim. I only know Ela B'mayim. I only know that it's also to cook a carbon Pesach in water. Shamash Kiminayim. How do you know you cannot cook it in any other liquid? In wine or fruit juices? Omar to Kalochem. Omar to Chamayim. Shemi Figin Taima. Water doesn't take away the taste of the meat. Because water has no taste of its own. Still, our students also to cook it in water. Shah mashkin, shemefig in time. Other liquids take away the taste of the meat because they have their own taste. But Kolshkin says, surely it's also to cook Korban Pesach in other mask. It's a smell. And therefore, we know from a svara that it's also the good Korban Pesach in other liquids. Just like it's also in water, then it's surely also in other liquids. Rebbe Yomer, he learns from the Pasuk, B'mayim, ain't they only know B'mayim. Shah Mashkim Minayim, how do they know other Mashkim? It's also also the good Korban Pesach in fruit juices or in wine. Tamaleva, Uboshel Mevushel, the extra words, Mikomok, any kind of cooking in a liquid is also. Now it seems that they're both saying the same thing, but the Gemara says not so. Although the Tanakhama says the Svara, and Rebbe says it's from El Pasek, it's not the same. But first you have to hear. What's the difference between the Tanakhama who learns from a Kal Vachayra and Rebbe learns from El Pasek? And for more Ike Benai, the difference between them would be Sili Kedar, if it's boiled in a dry pot. The Rabbonim to learn from a Kal Vachomer, because other liquids take away the taste. If you boil it in a dry pot and its own juice comes out of the meat and is being broiled in its own juice, it's muta, because it doesn't take away the taste. The whole svara, how you know other things, is only from a Kal Vachomer. Water, it says, pasuk. How long you can't cook it in juices? Because the juices surely take away the taste of the meat. But suppose you're broiling it in a dry pot, empty pot, and from the meat comes forth its own juices, and you're broiling it in its own juices, it's also to some extent cooked in its own juices. But still, it doesn't take away the taste. You have no reason to say it's also not cooked in water, and other mashkim that are there are mashkim of the meat itself. They give the same taste, so it's no isa. According to Rambam. But the Rebbe says, Uboshel Mevushel is malbe from a pasuk. Any form of cooking in a liquid is also. That's from a svara. So therefore, even cooking in its own liquid that comes out of the meat, an empty pot, is also also said. Tesis, Ikevinayas Li Keda. If it's world in a pot, perish. Eloke Allah, Eloh. Question is only if there's a Malkis of all. Ubosho Mevusho. Is there a Malkis? Because it's Allah. I'll tell him in there, no. Ubosho Mushalman is Allah on Bosho Mevusho. So if you cook it in its own juice, there's no Allah. Abu Lakulal may apostle have it. The Korban Pesach is apostle anyhow. Why? And Abraham Mitzvah's Esser. They are saying Nami is Mitzvah's Esser. The Sleeve Mach Mitzvah Acho. If it's Sleeve because of the hot liquid in which it's being cooked, even its own liquid, it's apostle. It has to be broiled because of fire. But here it's being broiled in its own hot liquid. So it's apostle. I mean, in Bereish case, I'd say, suppose some of the juice of the Korban Pesach dripped on the hot clay of the stove, and it came back again on the Korban Pesach. You have to scoop out the place of the meat where the hot soup fell from the clay on the Korban Pesach. Now it's its own soup. It's its own soup. Now as long as the soup comes out of the meat, and it's on top of the meat while it's being broiled, it's still called sliyesh. But as soon as the soup touches the stove, and from the stove the soup goes back again upon the Korban Pesach, so that little bit where the soup touched it is sliyesh, not machmasoyesh. It's sliyesh because of the hot soup that came on it. You have to gouge out that piece. So how can you say it's kosher if the Korban Pesach is being broiled inside an empty pot? In its own juices, is being broiled in a juice that's outside of it now. And juice that's outside of it is Slim Ahmed Zabaracha. Therefore, it's surely a puzzle. Because it's not, and it's Abraham and Mitzvah's, it's puzzle, not Sliyesh. And it's Abraham and Mitzvah's Asay of Sliyesh. Noga Bechalsha Shaltana, or if the Korban Pesach touched the clay of the stove, you have to peel off the place. Because when it's called Pesach, which is wet, when you roast it, it becomes wet from its own juice. And as soon as it touches, the Korban Pesach touches the clay of the stove, and that place where it touches the clay of the stove, the hot juice now broils the surface of the Korban Pesach. You have to peel off the place. So therefore, Tesis explains when it says it's a question. Machlekes, Tanakama and Rebbe. Tanakama will hold Sli Kedor is not considered Boshel Mevushel. And Rebbe says it is considered Boshel Mevushel. That's only the question of a lav of Boshel Mevushel. But the Korban Pesach is possible according to everybody because it's lacking Sli Eish in a place where it was being in contact with the hot juice that's cooking inside of that empty pot. Say that aside. In the Tesis itself, right? Tanakhame learns other maski from a Kal Vachomer, that is also, and Rebbe learns from a Pasuk. So, lo yitzrich lemeila, we don't need to learn it, ela only for the subject, liyan malkis. It is malkis of Boshel Mevushel. Chama say yes, and Rebbe says, Chama say, you learn it from a swara, and Rebbe says, learn from a posse. Avol pshite, b'chol ha'pochas, at least ike asay, everybody agrees. Tanakhame, as well as Rebbe agree, that you cook it in other liquids, it's posle, the chi im sliyesh, because everyone kim sliyesh. I'll tell you that's a kasha. If it's a question, not of psul, it's a question of malkis, then how can you learn malkis from a kal vachomer? The Tanakhama learns that Kal Vachomer, the water is Eivel, and all the other maskin also is Eivel. And it's not a question of it's possible or not. The question is, get milk. It's possible, it surely is. Only question is, get milk is or not. In Tema, Heich Yolev Shah Maskin with Kal Vachomer, how can I live in a Kal Vachomer from Malkis? Well, Ein Mazir, I mean, you don't learn Malkis from a Kal Vachomer. That's a principle. Malkin never learned from a Kal Vachomer, one from another. If it's for Psul, you can learn from a Kal Vachomer. Madach in water is possible, and other liquids is surely possible. But Tesis explained, sold out of the question, certainly it's possible. It's lacking its liesh. But the only question is, there's malchus or not? If malchus, a mazir min adin, say the Tesu inside. The Tesu answers. When do you say, a mazir min adin, you cannot learn malchus from a kal vachomer? If you learn it, a different thing from this thing. But here, we're actually learning just a pshat in the pasuk, where it says, Boso mevushol, Yeshlema, this says, the high kalvachem ain't the ela megale to explain the bishol de klo ayas to avishar mashkin. The story is that when it says boso mevushol, doesn't mean only be mayim, all it says mayim. He said the word mayim means all mashkin. So Hachomer says a swallow, that boso mevushol, but it's a swallow. Water is no good because it, although it doesn't take away the taste as much as other fruits, other juices, others are surely included, but it's included in the idea of mayim. So mayim doesn't mean only water, mayim means all mashkin, so it's not really learning something new. And therefore it wouldn't be a question, a masir min adin, say that aside. About three lines above this taste is ikeh b'nayim. Rabbonin, hai boshel mevushel, my avdele. Three lines above the taste is ikeh b'nayim, in the Gemara. My of the, they didn't need that pasuk because they says a swallow. If water is allowed, then surely other juices surely are allowed. So what the Rebbe learned from Boshel Mevushel. What do the Chachamim do with the pasuk Boshel Mevushel? Don't they learn something from it? And so the Gemara, I mean, boy, they need that pasuk. They get a tiny, like the Baiser says. Bishlo, suppose he cooked the korban pesach in water. Then he broiled it on the fire. Or first he broiled it on the fire. Is chayev for boshel mevushel. That's what it comes to say. That's a chiddush of the pasuk. Now he might say bishlo, but this is right. The first din bishlo, he cooked it first. Is chayev. Because you cooked it first. Once it's cooked, it's finished. You can't uncook it. The fact that it's broiled afterwards, it's still cooked. So it's over already. If you broiled it, Am I? So why should it be puzzled? Why should it be over if he broiled it? And then he cooked it. The cooking can't undo the broiling. The broiling is a fact. He broiled it. Who cares if he cooked it afterwards? That's the Morris Kasha. Say it inside. The Morris Kasha is, even though there's a posik to be malbe, but the posik is malbe, boshel mevushel. But this was broiled, actually. How can the posik boshel mevushel, even though it's an extra posik, come to say the love on something that was actually broiled, even though subsequently cooked, still is broiled. It's broiled, not boiled. Once it's broiled, it can be boiled. Even though you did boil it, it's nothing. So the words boshel mevushel cannot be malbe a case where you broiled it first, even though you cooked it in water after, then more is kasher. And the next, we'll learn next time. Shana toivo tikosu v'sechosmu le'alta l'chayim toivim.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.